to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. I thought I'd do something different for today's episode. Yesterday, I went down a rabbit hole of discussions about AI, and I discovered some interesting things, such as a tool that claimed to be able to clone voices. I've fed it some audio of my own voice to see if it could create a decent copy. And while there are some obvious differences, I found the similarities to be quite interesting. The tone of voice and cadence are very similar. My new robot voice has a bizarre American accent, but could pass as my evil twin from across the ocean in a Disney Channel-esque movie. I found that the more I played with the settings, the closer it got to being me. No longer an evil twin from across the pond, but more a pretty good impression of me. It was scary, but cool. I began to wonder how long it would take before this podcast and the many other ways I connect with you became the work of software rather than me. It sounds crazy, like that episode of Black Mirror with Miley Cyrus. And it seems so ridiculous that it couldn't be true, but I still worry about it all the same, these shows. The things I write for you each day, the time that we spent together in live streams and fleeting posts and direct messages are our time together. I feel genuinely lucky that I get to share it with you. But what if one day there is no need for someone like me? What if one day each of us shares that time with what if my stories and poems become a product of AI? Some robot reads a few pages of my work and then launches into writing their own. Oh, no more writer's block, no more delays, because life gets in the way of creativity. Just nonstop content wherever and whenever my audience wants it. What if the voice cloning software gets so good that it can capture every like and the scratchy, silly way that I laugh? The intimacy of my whispers, and there is no need for me to sit down and speak with you because one push of a button creates hours of audio for you to enjoy. What if I am no more? What will I do without you? Well, what do you think of her? I think she had a bit of a struggle, a bit of an identity crisis because she was changing accents left, right and centre, whereas I tend to stay a bit more stable. There were some moments though where it genuinely did sound like me and I was quite haunted by that. But then also, like, you know, she was a bit American for a time and then she was kind of a bit of a Geordie and I was like, I've never even been to Newcastle, but work, bitch. But it was an interesting little experiment because I watched something over the weekend and I didn't realize until right at the end that there was a hell of a lot of AI content in it. And I was like, no way has AI become this good that you can just create all of this stuff. Like, I knew about deepfakes and stuff, but it always looked a little bit ropey, a little bit fake. It's just coming on leaps and bounds, you know, it's crazy. And so I looked up some of the software that was used and it blew my fucking mind. And I thought, I want to experiment. I want to try something. So I thought, let's feed my voice into it and see what we can do. And at first it sounded like me doing the April accent. If you've heard any of the Garden of the Free Children stories, you'll know what I'm talking about. and then I was playing with the settings and I could kind of make it sound a bit more like me at some points and completely different in others. So obviously I think, you know, it's something that would need a bit more work. And I was just fucking about with it for about 10 minutes to create that, what you've just heard. But my God, If I, probably not me, because I mean, I have a vested interest in this not working. But if somebody else sat down and put the work in and made it work and was able to feed in content, you know, and build an algorithm that can create, you know, daily posts of creative writing,
And then, you know, create sort of a couple of hours of audio every week. They could basically just replace me. They could kill me and replace me and nobody would know. Nobody would know. Except me, obviously, because I would be dead and very pissed off about it. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I was just thinking, you know, because you know, this is our thing. This is our time together. We have fun. It's nice. You know, I love podcasting as a medium, actually. It's probably one of my favorite things that I do. And I love getting to, you know, sit and chat with you just about life and literature here on this podcast. I love getting to talk about, you know, my crazed passion for UK politics on my other podcasts. And I love getting to read you a spooky story as well on one of my other podcasts. I have a lot of podcasts, I'm sorry. You know, and I love writing things and getting to share them with people. And pretty much everything that I do and every way that I connect with the world, it could be replaced by a robot, effectively. I mean, is the technology 100% there to do it reliably, consistently, every damn day, so that you wouldn't even notice I and other people like me are gone? No, but one day it could be. And I don't know, it's like I'm freaked out, but I'm impressed. Do you know what I mean? I find it interesting, but I'm terrified. Because not only is this what I love, but this is all that I am. You know? And it's how I connect with the world. It's how I interact with the world. It's how I offer them something. Because I don't really have anything else. And if that can be taken from me by the robots, well then, shit, I don't know what we're going to do.
Okay, so I messed with the settings some more and got it to sound a little more natural. My favorite thing I made Robot Jen say was, Mercedes is the Duolingo owl. She is evil and cursed and nobody should trust her. It's very true. Honestly, Mercedes is an evil kidnapping owl, but now someone that sounds very like me has said it out loud and that person isn't me. It isn't even a person. Oh, the possibilities. This episode is not sponsored by 11 Labs, but that was what I used. I feel like I'm being replaced by a synth. If you've played Fallout, you know.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier Patreon supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Katie, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, Eleanor, Alicia, Emily, Andy, and Tyler. I'll see you next time.